Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rob Nelson. Our top story tonight, arguments from House Democrats and Donald Trump's defense team now beginning to take shape on this eve of a historic second impeachment trial for the former president. House Democrats say Mr. Trump incited a group of rioters to storm the U.S. Capitol back on January 6th. The former president's lawyers called the proceedings, though, unconstitutional and, quote, political theater. It all comes as senators finalize details about how exactly this trial will be conducted. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil live for us in Washington, D.C. tonight with both sides. Joe.
Yeah, there's a lot of disagreement, obviously, and we're getting more insight into what both sides are going to say in terms of how they make their arguments. But where there is agreement is now on a basic format. Both sides agreed to a set of rules that show how this trial is going to play out. And what we can glean from that is that this trial is going to be much shorter than past impeachment trials. It's something that Republicans certainly want to wrap up quickly. And a couple of Democrats as well in the Senate think we need to move on with this so they can continue other business as well.
At the heart of former President Trump's case, the legal argument that a former president can't be put on trial in the Senate. Heading into the trial's first day, it's clear Mr. Trump's Republican allies agree.
There are a lot of questions that I hope are going to be addressed. A lot of them have to do with the basic precedent-setting nature of trying a person who's no longer president.
The former president's lawyers insist this impeachment trial is politically driven. In a 78-page pretrial brief released today, writing, quote, instead of acting to heal the nation, or at the very least focusing on prosecuting the lawbreakers who stormed the Capitol, the Speaker of the House and her allies have tried to callously harness the chaos of the moment for their own political gain.
We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
That speech, delivered by then-President Trump before rioters stormed the Capitol, is the basis for Democrats' key charge. That President Trump incited a mob to attack the seat of American democracy, threatening members of Congress and disrupting the constitutional process of counting votes. In their own brief, Democrats argue when President Trump demanded that the armed, angry crowd at his Save America rally fight like hell or you're not going to have a country anymore, he wasn't urging them to form political action committees. The former president's lawyers argue the use of the word fight shouldn't be taken literally and is protected First Amendment speech. Both sides say the trial could be over in a week. Tomorrow's first day will focus on whether the trial is constitutional, followed by up to 2 days for impeachment managers to make their case. The president's lawyers will then have 2 days for their defense. Senators will then have a chance to ask questions and ultimately a vote to convict or acquit.
Each side will have ample time to make arguments.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's crucial the Senate hear the entire case against President Trump.
When something as horrible, as dastardly that happened on January 6th occurs, you cannot sweep it under the rug. You must have all the truth come out.
Now, one thing that we don't know for certain is whether there are going to be witnesses. Now, in this moment now, there are none in the pipeline, but in the rules that both sides agree to, there is a mechanism to bring forth witnesses. It would basically be a vote that the senators would have to take in order to do that. We also know Democrats did request to have President Trump come testify. He denied that request, so we're not going to see the former president here at his own trial. And President Joe Biden today, actually through his White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, they asked her at the briefing today if the president could weigh in on whether he thought President Trump's behavior was impeachable or not. He is basically staying away from that. Psaki says that the president wants to keep moving forward and focus on doing the business of the country, not so much on this impeachment trial. Reporting live tonight in the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.
Another busy week ahead, Joe. Thank you. And you can watch the proceedings and coverage all throughout this week at NewsNationNow.com or by downloading our News Nation Now app.